from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court today taking up another abortion case, this one over how doctors in states with strict abortion laws should handle health emergencies. Here's ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The issue for the High Court is whether the federal law requiring hospitals to offer stabilizing treatment also requires abortions in states where the procedure is only permitted to save a woman's life. The justices are sure to seize on the meaning of the word stabilizing as they assess Idaho's abortion law, which has just one exception to save the mother's life. It's the first major test of abortion bans since the justices thrust the debate back into state capitals 2 years ago.
The Senate passing the $95 billion foreign aid bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. It also sets the stage for an eventual sale of TikTok out of Chinese hands. This is Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
This bill is one of the most consequential measures Congress has passed in years to protect America's security and the future, the very future of Western democracy.
House Speaker Mike Johnson visiting Columbia University in New York today to meet with Jewish students as the Ivy League school gives pro-Palestinian protesters a deadline, which is now passed, to take down their tent encampment. It's a day off for jurors in Donald Trump's hush money trial. ABC's Andrew Dimbert runs down what happened on Tuesday.
National Enquirer publisher David Pecker laid out the so-called catch-and-kill agreement he made during the 2016 presidential campaign. Pecker saying he told Trump he tried to kill those stories so they'd never see the light of day. Pecker testifying he met with Michael Cohen and Trump and pledged to run flattering stories about Trump and hit jobs on Trump's opponents, including a false story claiming Senator Ted Cruz's father was involved in the JFK assassination.
Amid protests from demonstrators, lawmakers passed a bill that would let K through 12th grade teachers in the state of Tennessee carry concealed weapons as long as they complete firearms training. You're listening to ABC News. Health officials trying to reassure Americans that our milk is safe amid a bird flu scare.
After fragments of the bird flu virus were found in some milk samples, the FDA says the commercial milk supply is safe in part because of pasteurization, which heats milk to a specific temperature for a period of time. Officials saying even if virus is detected in raw milk, pasteurization is generally expected to eliminate pathogens to a level that does not pose a risk to consumer health.
That's ABC's Lana Moise. A baby rescued in Oregon after police say his father murdered two people and tried to make a run for Mexico.
Police thought former officer Elias Weezar might have headed toward Mexico, but in the end he was caught in Oregon, but he was heading south on Interstate 5. Accused of child rape, and on Monday he allegedly killed his ex-wife, his girlfriend, and kidnapped their one-year-old son. In a dramatic ending, police say he was found driving near Eugene, Oregon. At the end of the chase, Weezar shot himself in the head. His one-year-old child was safe in the car. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Non-compete clauses could be a non-starter soon across the country. The FTC voting this week to ban non-compete agreements, which bar workers from taking a job with a competitor. It's set to take effect in 4 months. And Milan is getting a little tired of tourists, especially late at night. The city considering a ban on selling pizza or ice cream after 12:30 in the morning to try to cut down on tourist partying. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.